Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Rutter Ranger pregame show. Zach Taylor and joined now by Ranger head coach Eric Ezar. And coach, obviously, this is your first season coming to Rutter. I know back in, I guess, April was whenever the hire was officially made. But a good question would be, how's the acclimation gone so far? And how have you been able to make a home, basically, here in Bryant-College Station?
Oh, it's been great. In April, we came over, and basically it was just me starting off, and so I had to build my staff from there. And so it's been kind of like building a building, starting kind of with the foundation in April and getting the kids to buy in to the culture and everything we're trying to do. And then probably about June, we started getting our staff in. Our defensive coordinator, Coach Poth, is coming from Marshall, a tremendous defensive coordinator. We got Jihad Wright, who's our special teams coordinator, who has been a special teams coordinator at the college level at Panhandle State. Edgar Vasquez, who's our offensive coordinator, he actually played for me at LD Bell. So we feel like we've got a really good mix of coaches and our coaching staff, and they've really been able to kind of, start lining out the building, the foundation of what we're trying to do.
Now, you yourself have been out of the coaching game for a few years. We're the athletics director over at Willis IST. So what made you want to get back into coaching, and is it kind of like riding a bike? I mean, is everything kind of fitting back together like you thought it would?
Well, I would think so. I think whenever you're a competitor, as a coach, as a player, as an athletic director, it's the same way. I took an opportunity. Tim Harkrider, who was the superintendent in Willis, is a great guy, and he asked me to be the athletic director about 6 years ago in Willis when I was coming from W.T. White. At the time, I didn't even know if I wanted to go be an athletic director because it wouldn't be coaching football. I really love the kids at W.T. White, very similar to here. Really felt like that, coaching is one of those professions where you really have an opportunity to teach kids and reach them and really make a difference in kids' lives. So it's kind of a hard decision for me to go to be an athletic director, and it was just one of those jobs that was too good to pass up. A great opportunity for me to have an opportunity to look at the administration side of sports, and so I really did enjoy it, I had a great job. But I think as a coach and a competitor on Friday nights, as you sit on the sidelines and just watch things happen, mm-hmm. you don't have an opportunity to really do those things. And I think each year that itch grows a little bit stronger of wanting to get back in. And it just was one of those things. My daughter goes to Texas A&M. And so, my wife about 2 years ago, we were kind of talking about it. She said, "Oh, you got to get a job in the Bryant area." And I said, "Well, that's not that easy, dear. It doesn't just happen that way." And this happened to open up, and, I kind of had that itch. And I thought, well, man, I'd seen Rutter from, being, at Willis as an AD. I'd seen, we played them a few times and saw they had, quite a bit of talent and athletes. And I thought, this would be a great opportunity.
That was going to be my next question. I mean, obviously seeing them a couple of different games and throughout the different sports, Willis and Rutter being in the same school district. But how much did you know about the program? How much have you learned since you've gotten here?
Well, it's funny because it's very similar to kind of a, to W.T. White, kind of an inner city type atmosphere. We have great kids here, and that's the thing I think that people don't realize maybe in the College Station area is just what great kids we have at Rutter, and I'm just excited to be here. And our kids need coaches, and our coaches really enjoy coaching our kids. And that's the thing I think I really miss about being outside of coaches. As an administrator, you're always dealing with adults and trying mm-hmm. to fix adult problems. Well, here you're really changing lives with kids, and I still remember my father passed away about probably it's been 10 years ago from about 2 days ago. And so, I always think about his funeral and how many people came back that, from, maybe 20 years before he had coached. I mean, when he was a junior high coach, when he had just started coaching, and from that to, 10 years, just how many lives he touched. And I still always think about that. And so that's one of the reasons I really, thought about getting back in too, because, you want to make a difference as a coach and administrator. And I feel like this is kind of the ground floor. I mean, this is if you're in the military, James Earl Rutter was a big military guy, and he climbed in D-Day, climbed up the cliff during the invasion of Normandy, and so you think about that, and this is the coach. We're kind of on the ground floor. We're the ones that are right in the middle of the battle. So that's the part I like.
Again, visiting with Rutter Ranger head coach Eric Ezar. Coach, we were talking a little bit about the transition, obviously coming back into coaching, this being your first year at Rutter. I guess a good question would be, as far as the players go, how has the buy-in been, and as far as them picking up what you're selling?
Well, I think the kids are really hungry. I think the opportunity of coming to Rutter to a place that has not made the playoffs, and everywhere I get asked is, hey, you think you're going to make the playoffs this year. And I think that's kind of what we're selling, is giving the kids an opportunity to make history. And, you know, when you're at a place and you haven't done anything, you really have nowhere to go but go up. You know, I thought Coach Morgan did a good job of kind of putting a foundation down to kind of get things where we need to go. But, you know, the kids, I think, believe that we have an opportunity to go to the playoffs and maybe make some, you know, some stuff in the playoffs. But that's all to be seen, I guess, tonight, just to kind of see where we are. Kids have worked really hard from the beginning of staying after school, like in April and in May, and you know, just kind of working, you know, after school, doing some extra work. And then 7-on-7 season, thought we had a very successful 7-on-7 season. Kids bought into that. They saw success, you know, and then all the two-a-days, we've had lots of practices and lots of work, and the kids have just been – our motto is grind this year. We have a player council, and that's what they came up with, and we've been grinding. And you know, I'm excited about tonight to hopefully, you know, see – you know, we talk about investment. You know, you put money in, you want to get something out. So hopefully we'll have a chance to really show what we can do tonight and hopefully have a really good game so the kids can see their hard work and what's come of it.
For better or for worse, the quarterback position gets a lot of credit when the team wins and gets a lot of the grief if the team loses. But it's a very important position. Where do you feel like you are right there? I know your son EJ played quarterback at Willis, also had Brent Roberts from last year. So as far as that competition this fall, how has that gone?
It's been going really good. We feel like we have two really good quarterbacks. I think, you know, I've been doing this for a long time as a head coach, and if you don't have two good quarterbacks, you're going to be in trouble, because somewhere out, you know, throughout the season, you're going to need both of them. You know, I think right now we're going to start EJ tonight. You know, he has a little bit better of a grasp of the offense just because he's been around it a little bit more. Brent Roberts is a great quarterback, throws the ball well. EJ does give us a dimension of being able to run the ball too. He's a little bit bigger. He weighs about 190, so he gives us the ability to kind of put his head down and get 3 or 4 yards. But you know, we wouldn't hesitate at all to put Brant in the game, you know, because he does throw the ball very well. So they kind of complement each other, and you know, we're excited to have both of them, because I really feel like if one were to go down, we wouldn't really miss too much of a step if the other one had to step in. So I see both of them probably playing tonight, and we may have a few, you know, special things to plan, you know, for both of them. So
yeah, not giving away too much. Overall, offensively, I know we've gotten to speak about it a little bit in the offseason, but your philosophy on offense, you know, you look around the state, you see a lot of teams in the spread, you do see some that are more in the power eye, but overall, what is your philosophy on the offensive side of the ball?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. When I was at WTY at North Crowley, and it kind of fits here, you know, we didn't have a bunch of big linemen. And, you know, I think any coach would love to just, you know, line up a 300-pound lineman and block down and kick out and run power, you know. But sometimes at different schools, that's not a reality. Mm-hmm. So we are very multiple spread. You know, we're going to try to do a lot of misdirection that's going to try to get people out of position. And so you'll see a lot of that. And so you're going to have to kind of follow the ball, because you may not know where it is, because we're going to do a lot of misdirection stuff, a lot of fly sweep where you think he's getting it, but then somebody else is going to get it. And so, you know, we just hope that that's going to be able to – we have some, I think, some really good skill kids that have a chance. Keithron Lee, Malcolm Manley, Dunn, a little kid named Rubio is our little inside slot. You know, James Ayers is a very good tailback. We just feel like we have a, you know, Marcus Dials. We feel like we have a lot of good skill kids that we can get the ball to them in open field and let them make some things happen. I think offensively, you know, we may sputter a little bit, but I think we're going to be one of those offenses like sputter, sputter, boom, touchdown. You know, so it'll be a test to see kind of how we do this first game. But, you know, I know it's going to be, it's a new offense, and it may be a little bit, but I think once we catch fire, it's going to be pretty fun to watch.
Somebody calling the game from up in the press box. I appreciate the heads up on the misdirection too. I'll be sure to keep a close eye. Now that being said, defensively, a lot of athletes, maybe some raw talent, but you do have some talent on that side of the ball.
Well, you know, I think the thing is Coach Poth has brought kind of a, you know, he calls them the Savage Soldiers, you know, and we took our player council and we went and did a little research on James Earl Rutter and kind of who he was, you know, as a person and what he did, and to think that they climbed a cliff with machine guns firing at him in World War II, and that's kind of the mentality of our defense. I mean, they're savages. They're going to go in no matter what, and we're going to bring a lot of pressure, and, you know, I think our offense and defense are going to kind of complement each other, because we're going to be, you know, offense spread out and go after it, and defensively, you know, we're going to bring it. And I think with our defense, you know, we're going to be very athletic, like you said, but we're going to bring a lot of heat and use those athletes in the right place. It'd be kind of crazy to be at a school like this and just sit back and play base defense. So you won't see a lot of base defense, I can tell you that. Now, we may blitz and miss, and they may go 60, but hopefully we can go 60 the other way on offense.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. As always, good luck tonight. It is the season opener between the Rudder Rangers and the Bastrop Bears at Merrill Green Stadium. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, myself and Andre Perard will have it ready for you with the opening kickoff. Again, you're listening to Rudder Ranger Football on KAGC 97.3 FM.